Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier. It's a beautiful day in Southern California, a great day to talk about real estate. And today is part 4B of our affordable housing series with the Golden State Finance Authority and Carolyn Sunsturi, Marketing Director. I so appreciate Golden State for making the investment in time and effort to educate the general public about down payment assistance. And not only that, but the impact that they're making is really incredible. Over 80,000 people have benefited from down payment assistance with the Golden State Finance Authority. And so it's an honor for me to bring this series to you and to help you understand how you too can buy a home. With me today is Carolyn Sunsturi. Carolyn, thank you again for your commitment to homeownership, your advocacy, and for all the great things that the Golden State Finance Authority is doing to make the American dream a reality.
Thank you, Eric. It is great to be on shows like this. I am especially looking forward to today's show because it really brings home the power of all that GSFA has been doing for families in California. It's been a high-cost state for so many years, and it takes so much more for people to find places to live, to save up money, and ultimately to buy a home. And today, we have two wonderful recipients of the GSFA Down Payment Assistance Program called Platinum. With us today, Greg and Christine Jefferson, who agreed to come on the show to talk about the help that GSFA gave them and how they got back into home ownership.
Carolyn, I'm excited about this interview. And for those of you who are watching for the first time, you have to go back and check out part one, part two, and part three. This is part four. And in part four, we're going to be making it real for you. For some people, you know, they just don't believe down payment assistance is a reality, that they can actually qualify for it, they can actually get it. They've had some challenges with their credit or something has gone on in their life that stopped them from moving forward. And they don't know that money is available for them to buy a home. So Carolyn, man, I really appreciate you reaching out to these clients and asking them to be a part of today's show and to just share their story. And folks, that's what they're going to do. They're going to share their story because it's a unique story. It's a powerful story because it, I think, reflects a lot of what many people have been facing ever since the great financial crisis in 2008. And many people have been harmed by that situation and many have not been able to come back from it. And so Greg and Christine are going to share their story. So here's our agenda. First, we're going to have them introduce Greg and Christine Jefferson to you. They're from Sacramento, California, and we're going to talk about the acquisition and loss of their first home. So they're not first-time homebuyers. We're going to talk about the impact of the great financial crisis that really led to some challenges that they had to deal with, and then how they got back on their feet and the challenges that represent getting back on your feet and some of the disappointments that they experience on their journey to getting back on their feet. And then we're going to talk about the opportunity they had to buy a home and all the promises that were made, and then it just didn't happen. And what a discouraging situation that was for them. And even for most people, they may have just given up, but they did not. They kept pushing forward. And then we're going to move into Golden State Finance Authority, how they learned about the Golden State Finance Authority, got involved with the program and utilized it to buy their now second home. And today they reside in Sacramento, California, in a beautiful home and going to be living happily ever after. And I tell you, after listening to their story, if you're not motivated to just, you know, get back out there and or reach out to us and find out what you need to buy a home, what you need to do, how you can qualify. I'm not sure what more we can do. I mean, Carolyn, I don't know what more we can do. What do you say?
I think this is the perfect time to talk about these stories that are real time examples of what people are doing today.
It really is, especially with all that's going on. And I know that what a lot of people need is just hope, and they need encouragement, and they need information. So I can't ready to get started. Are you ready, Carolyn?
I am ready and excited.
All right, folks, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to Christine and Greg Jefferson, new homeowners in Sacramento, California.
The Power Is Now magazines are the leading resource for real estate agents, mortgage bankers, entrepreneurs, and small home ownership businesses, providing leaders with business strategy information, resources, and tools through PIN, Real Estate Programming Guide magazines. Stay up to the minute with real estate news and information from industry experts. Subscription is free. Sign up today. ThePowerIsNow.com. ThePowerIsNow.com.
And we're back. For those of you just joining us, welcome to the Power Is Now Mortgage Spotlight. This is the Affordable Housing Series with the Golden State Finance Authority. And I'm excited, folks, about today's show. We have some special guests that are with us, going to tell their story. And I know after listening to their story, you're going to be motivated to learn more about the Golden State Finance Authority and what they're doing to really have an impact on Californians and becoming homeowners. Now, the Golden State has provided over almost $600 million, almost $600 million in down payment assistance. That's financing of all 13.7, almost $14 million in first and second mortgages. And with me today is Carolyn, and she has been doing an incredible job in this series. This is part four of a series on affordable housing, in which we've been talking about how the Golden State Finance Authority is able to do it. The organization, the Open Door Program, the Platinum Program, and we've been getting some great feedback. It's very informative, and I want to encourage you to go back and listen to those other interviews, part one, two, and three, and today is part four. So without any further ado, I want to introduce you to our special guests, and that is Greg and Christine Jefferson out of Sacramento, California. Welcome, Greg and Christine, to The Power Is Now.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be here today. Thanks for having us on your show, and we're looking forward to sharing our story.
Yes, thank you, Eric.
I am looking forward to hearing your story. And we've had some time to get to know each other and to learn your story. And I tell you, I know that people are going to be motivated and inspired by your incredible story. And, you know, with me today is Carolyn. And Carolyn, thank you so much for inviting Greg and Christine to be a part of the show today and a part of this series, because for many people, down payment assistance and just learning about the requirements, it's not really real to them until they can maybe see or hear someone that they can relate to and perhaps has some similarities in their life story. That will encourage them to learn more and to move forward.
Yeah, it's great to be on the show. Greg and Christine, it's great to see you again. Thank you for accepting our invitation to join. You know, you and I spoke a while ago. I think I received an email from you, Greg, telling me about your experience. And I was so motivated by the story that I held on to it. And when Eric and I sat down to look at doing this series, your name popped up, and I thought, what better couple to bring onto this show to share these real life stories that I think people will really connect with. So I really appreciate your time, your willingness to meet us, and to do this over Zoom, since we're all in kind of this online presence now, and to just share how important and impactful this program has been on your lives.
Well, thank you. It's great to finally put a face behind the name. I just want to tell the viewers out there that Carolyn was just so inspirational, and she was not just businesslike in her approach to us, very down to earth, and empathetic and just a great person to work with. So it was just a really, you made the experience a lot better for both of us. So thank you.
That's even better. So let's start with your story. So tell me first, you're not a first-time home buyer, right?
No, I actually bought my first home before I met my wife in Rancho Cordova, California. Some of those out there are local, know where I'm talking about. I was 37 years old and bought my first home, and we owned that house. We got married 4 years later. We lived there for 16 years, owned that house for 16 years. And during that time, we had accrued a sizable amount of equity. So we, in 2004, we took out some of the equity, and we improved the house. And then 06, we took out some more and did some more stuff. And then 08, the bubble burst and the housing market crashed, and our house crashed with it. And in 2010, we had to move, and we moved to the house we currently live in.
So before we get into those challenging circumstances, let me ask you, was this the first house that either one of you had bought in your family?
I have three brothers and three sisters, and I am the first and only to this day homeowner.
Wow. And you,
Kristen? I have two sisters, and they both own homes, but this was my first home that I owned.
Wow, that's amazing. When did you first start thinking about owning a home for the first time?
I have a son, and I was living in an apartment when I got custody of him. And instead of moving to a two-bedroom, I decided I needed to buy a house. And like I said, I was 37 years old, and that's what motivated me to purchase my first home.
And did you have to save up a lot of money to do this? What were you looking at on that very first transaction?
It was the traditional 5% down on the house. But in 1994, my house was $79,000, and my mortgage payment, including impound for property taxes, was $415 and some change. So different numbers back then.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more affordable than today's housing market.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So what happened to that first home? You started to talk about bubble bursting and the economic downturn. What happened to it? What were the circumstances?
Well, we took out that, refied our house. And then what we didn't realize was we didn't get a fixed loan. And that's, I mean, we thought we had a fixed loan, but we didn't. And then after a couple of years, it ballooned. Balloon payment, and it was just something that neither one of us couldn't afford it. And so we knew that was coming, and so we had to make some decisions, and we went to court, and we tried to save the house, but it just didn't work out, and so we had to move.
Yeah, I might, if I may interject to your viewers, you might want to read the paperwork and not just listen to the representative, because we were just listening to what she was saying in the terms of the loan, not reading the actual verbiage. And in the verbiage, there was a balloon payment due in 3 years that we weren't aware of when we signed those first documents.
You know, this is something that was very common. There were a lot of home buyers at this time that were not aware of what the terms were on their loans, a full understanding of them. And you are not the first to be surprised to find out that loan was actually a balloon payment at some point, and or the interest rates may rise. And it's part of why a lot of people ended up in circumstances like you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So tell me, when you had to walk away from that home, how did it feel?
Oh my goodness. It was it was so depressing. We had a tradition in our community of putting up the most Christmas lights. And the year that we had to move, there was a joke actually. Mayfield Air Force Base was right behind our house. And there was a joke in our community that if it ever got too foggy for the planes to land, that they could use our house to guide the planes to the runway, because we had so many Christmas lights up. And the year that before the last Christmas there, before we had to move, 2009, we didn't wrap the presents. We didn't put up the lights. The neighbors came by and were asking us what happened. And it was just horrible to have to leave that house after living there for 16 years.
It was very depressing. Yeah, we were depressed. It was a horrible experience. And then what we didn't realize was we had collected so much stuff in that house for 16 years.
Oh,
and to have
crazy.
To go through all of that stuff, we got rid of a lot of stuff, but we had so much that we had to do in order to move. And but along with the depression, it was just the, you know, seeing your stuff and you just had to basically get rid of a lot of stuff. And it was a horrible experience.
And we couldn't pay what the mortgage company was asking us as a result of the balloon payment. So ultimately we had to go to court and file Chapter 13.
Yes.
That was,
we filed for bankruptcy.
Yes, yeah, not only the house, but our finances, everything. Just tanked in 2009. It was just horrible.
Yes. And do you mind talking about like the mindset around having to make such a huge decision? Like, how did that affect you guys? Did you think you'd ever be able to own a home again after that?
Actually, we thought at filing a bankruptcy kicked us out of the game, and that was it. And we didn't find out till years later after we moved into the rental house and was talking to a real estate agent that that after 3 years after a bankruptcy, you can buy another house. We were 2010, we were 7 years into the rental house before the subject ever came up that we could actually buy another home.
We never even thought, we just figured we're older now, we'll just rent. We gotta live somewhere, we'll just rent a house. And mm-hmm. so, we had just resigned that, you know, home ownership was just out of our reach.
That was our mindset.
Yes.
I think a lot of people in that situation feel the same way. They think that their future options are now limited. So thank you for sharing that. That was a lot of, you know, kind of sensitive information. And I think it's been great that you were sharing that with people. So let's talk about the part two of this story. When was that turning point when you decided that maybe you could get back on track with home ownership?
Well, in 2017, in January, a program sponsored by a local builder came to our community, and we attended the forum at a local community center. And it was a program whereby if you lived in this community, they would give you $40,000 incentive off the price of the house if you would buy one of their homes. And so we were all excited. We had to disclose the bankruptcy information. You had to take a credit finance management class and pass that. So we took that, we filled out the application, and ultimately, maybe around March of that year, 3 months into this process, they said, okay, you're approved, go pick out your lot. So we were like, wow, we're getting ready to buy a house again. So we went and picked out the lot and everything, and we took photos and all of that, and very excited to be looking at buying a new home, brand new home. And in July, they said, well, you need $1,000 for your good faith. So we gave them $1,000 good faith. And then they said, okay, now it's time to sign your papers. Okay, so we went down there to sign the papers. And they said, we have a problem, go home and we'll call you. So we went home, they called us 15 minutes later and said, you can buy the house, but you make too much money. And so you have the $40,000 deduction or incentive is gone. You have to pay the full price, $285,000, and then you could still buy the home. And I said, what was the change? What was the problem? They said, well, someone messed up in your income qualifications. In order for you to have the $40,000 deduction on your income, which is all retirement income, you have to have six people in the house. And I said, six? We told you we had two people in January when we applied. Nobody got a raise because we're both retired. What do you mean? They go, well, you know, somebody messed up. So you got to have six people or buy the house for 40 grand more. And then we said, no, we don't want to do that. And my wife was very upset. Here we go again. And mm-hmm. so we got the good faith $1,000 back. And she just refused to even look at another house. And so I looked at a number of houses on my own. Along with the requirement to have additional folks living in the house in order to take advantage of the $40,000 discount was the fact that my wife and I both retired. So that we just didn't have the money to pay the traditional 5% down, which on the average price house that we were qualified for would have been around $11,000. So it really took a turn on my wife, and she can speak to that.
Yes. When that happened, it was like somebody kicked me in the stomach. That day was a horrible day for me. I remember it so well. I was all excited because this was a brand new home. We got to pick out the countertops. I've never had that experience where I could get into a brand new home. And so I was just all excited. And when they called us that day and told us that we weren't qualified, it took a lot out of me. I think I went into depression because I told Greg, I said, I just don't even want to buy a house anymore. I'm done. I'm done. This is just not good for me. And so Greg just decided, because we were pre-qualified to get a house, he just decided to go on his own. But I decided that I didn't want any parts of it. I wasn't even going to try to get a house. I didn't want to look at any. He was trying to make me go with him to go look at houses. I was like, nope, we're just going to rent. And so that's kind of what's my experience.
Yeah. And so I'm a person that always believe that the cup is half full and not half empty. So, and you know, I was raised that the husband has to take care of the wife. And I made a promise to her dad before he passed away that I said, you got three daughters, but this one, as long as I have a heartbeat, you'll never have to worry about. So I was highly motivated to do something. And so I took it upon myself to start looking for a house to purchase, even with the fact that I only was prepared to put the $2,500 closing payment down because of the incentives that was out there with the house that we couldn't buy. So that's all I had was that. And I still walk by my faith, and I start looking at homes, and I would tell her about them, take photos, and she was kind of half interested, no, but not really.
Not really.
And we just continue to rent here at where we live now, until the day I picked up the phone and I called a certain realtor.
Wow. Just listening to all of the challenges that you both had with going through that county program and then losing that financial assistance of $40,000 had to have been very discouraging. And I truly empathize as I hear you talk, Christine, about just wanting to give up, just giving up on homeownership, just wanting to stay renting. And then Greg, so much motivation to just keep pushing through that faith. Like, I'm impressed. Eric, it's such a great story. Have you been listening? This is great.
I am listening and I'm inspired. And I hope that those who are watching or listening on our podcast are equally inspired by this couple and their story. What a story, folks. For those of you just joining us, this is the Powers Now Mortgage Spotlight, the affordable housing series with Golden State Finance Authority. And Carolyn has been leading the discussion so far with Greg and Christine Jefferson, who live in Sacramento, California. And I believe their story is a story that everyone can relate to, who went through the great financial crisis in 2008 and got taken advantage of by some of these so-called innovative programs, adjustable-rate mortgages and loans with balloons, to find out that after 3 years in the property that they too had this type of loan, their payment got to a point where they couldn't afford it anymore, and they were forced to walk away from their home. So not only did they not have to leave their home, but after, you know, leaving the home, realizing that home represents a foreclosure on their credit. And the other consequences that came along with that, the expenses associated with relocating and then a change in employment, then both retiring, they filed bankruptcy. So we have a foreclosure, we have a bankruptcy, and they're at that point just kind of given up and deciding to rent for 7 years. 7 years renting. They spent close to $100,000 just in renting over that 7 year period, and only to just find a way to just get back into the game. And then getting back into the game, learn about the county and special assistance being provided by them, working with individuals there that unfortunately made a mistake, didn't have it right, and to be under contract, ready to close, and to learn that the $40,000 in down payment assistance is no longer available. They don't qualify. I mean, I can't even imagine. I really can't even imagine how they must have felt. And Christine says that it felt like a punch in the stomach, and she was done. Yet Greg, throughout this whole process, staying positive and motivated, continued to push forward, leading and supporting his wife, and deciding, no, we're not going to rent. We are going to buy. He made a commitment to her father before he passed that he was going to take care of his daughter. And he just pulled himself up by his bootstraps, folks. And he got back into the game, found a real estate agent that knew what he was doing and provided them the information they need. And that's what we're going to talk about next, folks. We're going to talk about the information they needed to know about, information that you need to know about, and the process from there. You're listening to The Power Is Now Mortgage Spotlight, Affordable Housing Series Part 4 with the Golden State Finance Authority and Carolyn Sansouri. Folks, I hope you've been listening. I hope you've been watching, and I hope you will share this video. We'll be right back with much more right after this commercial break.
Want to keep up with the current developments happening in the world of real estate? The Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by Eric L. Frazier, is a show you do not want to miss. The show features a panel of VIP agents who are passionate about helping people. It is what they do best. They discuss today's hot topics, latest market updates and trends. The panel also conducts interviews with prominent figures in the industry. New episode every Friday live on Facebook and replay on the Power Is Now YouTube channel.
And we're back. For those of you just joining us, welcome to The Power Is Now Affordable Housing Series. This is the Mortgage Spotlight, and this is part 4 of a series we've been doing on affordable housing with the Golden State Finance Authority. And with me is Carolyn Sansouri, Marketing Director of the Golden State. And so far in this series of interviews, we've talked about the Open Door Program, the Platinum Program. We've talked about the Golden State Organization of Finance Authority and what they do and how they're able to do it. Three parts are in the can. You can find them on our website at thepowersnow.com, on the Golden State Finance Authority website as well. Part 1, 2, 3, and today is part 4. And on part 4, we've been talking to an incredible couple, Greg and Christine Jefferson. And I tell you, I mean, they're like family to me now. I mean, just hearing their story and just being encouraged and inspired by not only what they've gone through, but how they were able to overcome. You know, and part of overcoming is getting the right resources and the right people in your life. And sometimes I believe the Lord just, when he knows the desires of our heart, he opens the door. He brings people in your life. He creates opportunities. He fulfills the desires of your heart. And I believe that was the situation here. Having gone through all of this and now hearing the devastating news of losing the $40,000 and Christine just being depressed and done, ready, prepared to rent for the rest of her life, Greg's prayers were answered by finding a real estate professional and a mortgage professional that understood their situation, had the knowledge and the resources to help them. And again, Greg and Christine, thank you so much for taking time to share your story with us. I'm so inspired, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's been quite the journey. And as the journey continued, all of this occurred in 2017, from January, where we first took the class from the county grant program through July, and getting the devastating news that we didn't qualify for the loan, and having to look at my wife despondent every day. And we were watching DIY channels from January to July on home improvements and all the things that we could do to a house, and getting all excited, and all of that went away after July when they told us that we didn't qualify. But as I stated earlier, I kept the faith, and I think the Bible says to lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. So I was out there going, Lord, you know where the house is and the situation. So, but I'm still optimistic. I believe the cup is half full. So I kept getting appointments to look at different properties. And finally, I decided I would look again for a lender, because I was looking at houses, but I had nobody to lend to me, even if I found a house. So after making that heavenly request, I was led to Freedom Mortgage, 2330 East Bidwell in Folsom, California. Shout out to Mr. Steve Reiniger. He's the branch manager over there. Thank you so much. 8 years later, I called him, and he says, okay, well, let's get you qualified. And so he got me qualified for both of us qualified for $315,000. And so I said, oh, now I have a person behind me, some money behind me, now I can really search. So now it's like August. I won't say July, still in July. And so I'm looking for a property, and I was making appointments, looking at properties, and I found out in my search that sometimes what God wants you to have is right in front of you and you don't know it. And so the houses that had, I took a tape measure one night and I measured the bedroom. It was 12 feet by 18 feet with vaulted ceilings. And the properties that I had looked at for $100,000 more did not have 12 by 18 bedrooms, did not have vaulted ceilings, did not have indoor laundry, was not built in 1992. They were built in 1979 and 80 for $100,000 more. So I said, you know what, Christine? Our landlord's been trying to get us to buy this house for 7 years. Why don't we just buy this house? And so she's my first angel, and Carolyn is my second one, because our landlord always told us that she wanted us to buy the house. And and when I approached her and said, okay, we looked, but we want to buy your house. And so she only wanted us to pay the balance due, which was incredible. The first mortgage company that I went to on Sunrise Boulevard to represent us didn't believe that she was selling the house for what she owed, because I think the equity was like $40,000 over what she owed. So they said, you have to bring her in, because they thought it was some form of elder abuse. So we were offended. So on July 5th, I never forget that day, we all three of us met down there at Sunrise at this mortgage place. She got there before us, and they found out that we're in our 60s. She's in her early 40s. So there was no elder abuse, because she's 20 years younger than us. And so, and then she told us later that they were trying to talk her into putting the house on the market because it was worth more money. And she flat out refused, stuck to her guns. Nope, I told them I want to give it to them for what I owe, and that's it. So now we got a house. Now we got a price, $217,000. So I go back to Mr. Winninger. Okay, we want to buy the house that we've been renting for 7 years. He goes, okay, that's great. And so he says, he worked up the numbers. Okay, you need a traditional $11,000 on 217. So where you at? I said, well, we only got the $2,500 from the deal that fell through. And I said, we're about a $9,000 gap. So when I get the other nine, I'll call you. And he goes, okay. So a couple days passed, went by, and he called me. And there comes Carolyn Sunseri from Golden State Financial. And he said, I got some news for you. I said, well, what is that? He said, there is a down payment assistance grant. And I'm thinking, grant? I'm confusing grant with loan. You mean I have to pay it back? He said, no, you don't have to pay it back. I said, $9,000 still free, for real? He said, yeah, $9,000, actually more than that. And so I said, okay, well, what do I do? And basically it amounted to me writing a thank you Jesus letter to Miss Carolyn Sunseri, which I did. And she has a copy of it. She has my permission to show it because that's exactly what I said. And Steve, Mr. Winninger put the package together. And so my $11,500 down payment became $2,500 down. And so they electronically sent the papers over and gave us 3 days to, you know, where to view the papers and change your mind. And so I sent the papers to a friend of mine. I restore classic cars. I sent the papers to a friend of mine who has a legal guy. And he looked them over and he said, ask these three questions before Monday, before the 72 hours was over. So I asked the three questions. One of them was with regard to the agent fees. The agent introduces the buyer to the seller and to the buyer to the property. And we already knew the seller because we rented from her for 7 years. We already knew the property because we lived in the house for 7 years. So we didn't need that. So it's little things like that. Long story short, by Monday morning, the $2,500 closing costs became $275. So we went to Golden One and we tendered a cashier's check for $275. And after the smoke cleared and the dust settled on the closing papers, we got a refund check, and I'm trying to find it for like $175. So actual out-of-pocket went from $11,500 to $83, I think, because of Carolyn Sunseri and Golden State Financial Authority. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Now, I remember you talking about there being a delay between when you found out, okay, I've got this house and I've got qualifications for it, but now they won $11,000. Mm-hmm. You come home and tell Christine that, like, well, what was her response? Like, we've got to save up another $10,000.
Yes. When I informed Mr. Winninger that we decided, after we got the loan, the approval, Mr. Winninger came back to us and said, you have to, the down payment is 11,000 to traditional 5%. And I told him we only had the $2,500 that we were going to use from the original $40,000 incentive house, the January one that fell through. So we had that, but we didn't have the $11,500 that he was talking about. So I told him when we got the rest, I would call him. And he called me like 2-3 days later with the Golden State Finance information. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Christine.
Okay, so what we were going to do, our contingency plan for that was that buys and sells classic cars. We have several classic cars, so we were going to sell one of our cars to get the down payment so that we would be able to put that down on the house. So we didn't have to do that because of Carolyn.
He brought you to us.
Yes.
That's how that happened.
Yes.
So you're obviously back on board, Christine. You're like, okay, let's do this.
Oh,
yeah. Let's go ahead and sell one of these precious classic cars to make that gap work.
Yeah, we were. And we didn't have to do that. And I thank God that we didn't. But it was just the grant. The grant that came right on time. We were just both like, wow, this is wonderful. We don't have to do anything and we don't have to pay it back. And we didn't know anything about that. And so that was the blessing for us that we were able to get this grant. And it changed the whole scheme. And we got to stay in the house that we were living in for 7 years. We didn't have to move anywhere. That was another thing, because that first move took so much out of us. And I told Greg, we got to go. Actually, to be honest with you, because we started looking for houses, we had packed up this house.
Mm-hmm.
And we were getting ready.
Yeah, we did.
We had had boxes everywhere.
We had to unpack this house.
So we had to unpack this house and put our stuff back because we were all ready to go move to some, we didn't know where, but we were all ready to get a new house somewhere else. And then God blessed us with the grant, so we didn't have to do that. And we were able to stay in this house.
I cannot overstate enough the impact of Golden State Financial. I cannot overstate it enough. That information was, it was one of the best days of my life.
Yes.
To hear all of a sudden, somebody came to my side to walk alongside of me, to assist me in what for me was a Red Sea crossing. How could I get from A to B? I only have 2,500. How am I going to get to 11,005, even though I've been pre-approved for 300 and something thousand? You still have to have the five. And when you're retired in your 60s, or if you are working, but you don't have the luxury of saving that much money because you're living, you know, pillar to post, it's hard to save 11,000 even though you're in your 30s or 40s and you're working out there to your viewers. It's hard to come up with that much money down because you're trying to live day to day, keep the lights, the gas, the insurance. And if you have children, even worse. So it was just hard. And but like I said, our income took a hit when we retired. So it was a big chunk. 11,000 was like 110,000. And for Mr. Weininger to come to us that day with Golden State Financial Authority news, it was, whoa. It was just, we ate pizza that night. We danced around the house. It was all good.
We did. It was a blessing. That's all I can say. The blessing we were looking for.
Yeah. We've told this story so many times in our church about Golden State Financial Authority. And it was just incredible. The timeliness of it, the ease of it. It wasn't like they wanted your baby's footprints and your grandmother's maiden name, none of that. It was a very simple process.
Yeah.
And actually, I don't think we used the total amount that we could have used, that you all offered to us. And so that was good too.
Now, Greg and Christine, this is such exciting information for me because I have similar stories of other people that I've helped. And just what amazes me, Carolyn, is that, you know, Golden State has helped over 80,000 families. And there is not a single day or week where I'm meeting with a client or a buyer who wants to buy a home, and I introduce the Golden State Finance Authority program, and they have never heard of it, And I want to give, you know, a shout out, if you will, to Steve Weininger with Freedom Mortgage, because it's so important that lenders get on board with this program, you know, and. I tell you, I so respect his willingness not only to help you guys, but to find a solution. And sometimes lenders, you know, they only want to work with people, you know, particularly loan officers, only want to work with people that have, you know, 20% down and perfect credit, you know, and, you know, the only, and if you represent too many challenges, you know, you can't even get 2 minutes in your story before they're looking past you and looking at their watch, right? I mean, waiting for a better situation. And yet, Steve Weininger came to the rescue. He's the hero in this story.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the information to you, but Freedom Mortgage, become an approved lender with the Golden State Finance Authority. And Carolyn, I know that this is what you work on every single day, right? And trying to educate the consumer as well as real estate and mortgage professionals about the programs. This is why we're doing this series, so more lenders can get involved and help great people like Greg and Christine Jefferson.
Yes, Eric, this is a great topic we should talk about in this program. And that's educating real estate agents and lenders and loan officers about these down payment assistance programs, because they are often the first point of contact in talking to a potential home buyer and finding out what their needs are, finding out that they need down payment assistance or that they have a specialized situation. They're returning to the home buying market after some challenges. And so the more lenders, the more loan officers, real estate agents that also participate, watch our shows, watch these videos we're putting together about the Golden State Finance Authorities program, hear the stories and the impact that it's having on people's lives, the more motivated they will be to participate. And getting involved in Golden State Finance Authorities programs is not a difficult process. We provide training, we provide pre-designed marketing literature for them. We have a support website for real estate agents and lenders who want to offer these down payment assistance programs. And we're here as a team, many of us, to do speaking engagements and trainings on their behalf so that they don't have to do all of it. So we encourage those agents and lenders to reach out to GSFA if you want to get involved in programs like this, and you want to create the stories like you're hearing today from Greg and Christine.
Amen to that. Carolyn, I know for me, it has been an extremely rewarding experience. I have lost count of the number of loans that I've done under this program. I can say with absolute confidence, and it can be verified, I've done more loans under the Golden State Finance Authority at First Bank than any other mortgage advisor at First Bank nationwide. And I'm very proud of that because I'm absolutely committed to homeownership and to helping people, especially low to moderate income people, become homeowners. Now, folks, in addition to being the host of The Powers Now, I'm also a vice president and mortgage advisor for First Bank. My license number is 461807. And the views and opinions that I express on this show are my own and do not necessarily represent that of First Bank. But First Bank is approved, and I'm happy they are, with the Golden State Finance Authority. And we are utilizing the Platinum Program, and it has been our go-to product. It really has. We're also approved with the California Housing Finance Agency, which also has additional programs to help people. And, you know, the difference could be just in price, whereas the Golden State is limited to $548,250, you can go to the high balance limit, which is in the $800,000 range with the California Housing Finance Authority. So the opportunities are there. The information is out there. But unfortunately, the only way you're going to learn about it is through a mortgage professional like me or a real estate professional the typical agents you may see advertising or in your community. Golden State, neither does the California Housing Finance Agency. None of these nonprofit or housing finance agencies have the budget to be on network television or major radio stations. Or, you know, wouldn't it be great, Carolyn, if you can get invited to Good Morning America, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't have it. So they rely on us. They rely on mortgage professionals to get the word out. So I want to give again, Steve Wininger, branch manager of Freedom Mortgage. He is in Folsom, California, address 2330 East Bidwell Street. His telephone number is 916-253-0931. He helped Christine and Greg Jefferson get into this home. He provided the information. He ought to be acknowledged and given full credit for that. And so, folks, if you're in Folsom, go see Steve, right? Get the information and the help you need. There are so many people, Carolyn. I mean, we are dealing with a housing shortage, but there's so much demand for homeownership, and there's so many people that need down payment assistance there's plenty of opportunity for every mortgage professional and every bank to get involved in the program, right? I mean, everybody should have this in their portfolio of products to offer the general public.
Yes, Eric, we have over 100 lenders in California that are approved to offer the GSFA down payment assistance programs. Freedom Mortgage, First Banks are two of them. But what's important is that the loan officers that work at those lending institutions, that they themselves take ownership to get involved in the product. The ones that the loan officers that are out there talking to the people buying the houses. So if you are a real estate agent, you're a loan officer, it's easy to find out if you're already working for an approved organization, but then you need to take that next step to understand the program, get rid of all those myths that you may already have around what difficulties there could be around down payment assistance, because they are not difficult. They are easy, they are flexible, and they offer quite an advantage to people who just don't have the savings for a traditional down payment.
Well, Carolyn, I am so happy again that First Bank is approved with the Golden State Finance Authority. And so for those of you who are listening, if you need assistance or guidance, feel free to reach out to me, call me directly at 714-475-8629 or drop me an email at eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com. And I'll be happy to answer your questions, refer you to an agent that's also familiar with the program. You can even work with a VIP agent right on our website, thepowerisnow.com. Now, Greg, I want to transition back to that $11,000 you needed, and you were willing and committed to get the money, right? You didn't have it at the time. You had about $2,500, but you were going to get the money, and even if that meant selling one of your cars. And you mentioned earlier that you restore classic cars, so just give our audience an idea of what you were willing to get rid of.
Yes, Eric. As a hobby, I work for the state of California. That's where I retired from. But as a hobby, I restored classic cars, self-taught. And in fact, during the time of the house that we lost, I had a beautiful 72 Mercury Cougar convertible that is in Sweden right now. I sold that car when that balloon payment came up, in an effort to try to save the first house. Although I was not able to keep the house, even though I sold that car, I could never replace that 72 Cougar convertible. Those of you out there who know about classic cars know that was a 1 year only car. And it just added to the depression that we experienced for the loss of the house, the reduction in income from retiring, and the balloon payment that we couldn't pay. So we fast forward to 2017, and now I'm faced with being pre-approved for $300,000. But once again, I'm like so many of you out there, I didn't have the 5% traditional 5%, $11,500 down on the $217,000 property. So I'm again looking at what is it around my house I can give up to get the $9,000 shortfall. And I was looking at one of the cars, that classic car my wife has one as well. She has a beautiful 73 Mercury Cougar convertible, and I had a Ranchero, 73 Ranchero. I was contemplating selling that car, willing to do it. Thinking about putting up my eBay sale. And when Mr. Winninger called me from Freedom Mortgage with the great news about Carolyn Sanseri and Golden State Finance Authority. So it was an 11th hour. It was two out in the bottom of the ninth and two strikes on the batter. And they came through and saved the game for me. And I didn't have to sell that car.
Greg, thank you again for just sharing this great information and what you were committed to do. And I'm so glad that you didn't have to sell another car. That probably would have just, even though it would have enabled you to buy the home, I'm sure that would have been another emotional impact to you as well. I love classic cars. We go to classic car shows all the time. And you have sent us some pictures of cars that you have collected and fixed up. And folks, you can see those on the screen right now. So imagine, you know, giving up one of these to buy a home. But you know what? You can't live in a car. And so it's a great decision to be willing to liquidate some of your assets. Someone listening right now might own a classic car and yet they're renting. They should consider selling that car if that is what it's going to take to buy a home. But you also may qualify for down payment assistance with the Golden State Finance Authority and not have to sell anything. Well, Greg, you didn't have to sell the car. You were able to get the loan. Tell us about the loan itself. I know you mentioned that after everything was said and done, you only needed about $84. Folks, can you imagine that? $84. But so tell us about the financing. Did you get an FHA, conventional? What did you get? And your payments? Tell us about it.
Okay, we got an FHA loan. It was 30-year, capital F, fixed. Make sure there was no balloon payment in there. We read the paperwork. It was fixed for 30 years. The mortgage payment was the same for 360 months. So,
and if I can interject, I must have asked that guy 100 times, are you sure it's a fix? We do not want to go through this again. So he reassured us, showed us the paperwork. So that fixed was a big thing for me.
Yeah, Steve Winninger is a great guy. He was nothing like our previous experience. In fact, he's not only an employee of Freedom. I like that word, Freedom, because that's what he brought us, Freedom Mortgage. But he is the branch manager of that location. So when you call him, you're talking to the head honcho there. But yeah, he got us a FHA. We, at the time, we had, a 640, 650. FICO score. And we got a 30-year fix, FHA. And talking about the property, we live in a community where the payment is $1,200, was $1,200 a month. And with the inbound account for the property taxes and insurance, it made it 16. And so that is more than what folks are paying for rent in where I live right now in Del Paso Heights. They're paying $1,700 for a two-bedroom apartment 5 minutes from me right now. But the house itself is situated in a established neighborhood. Most of the houses were built in the late 70s. Most of our neighbors are elderly. We're the youngsters, believe it or not. We're in our 60s, but they're older than us, and we're like the throwback communities of the 60s where everybody knows everyone. We sign for each other's UPS and Amazon deliveries. And so we watch out for each other. And but our house was built in 1992. So it's built on a foundation. It's not on a slab. It's not it doesn't have a crawl space underneath. So it's the newest house on our street. And I checked Zillow, one of those sites not too long ago, just to see the value. I know we brought it for $217 in August of 2017, but right now, according to the data that's out there, it's $327,000. So that means that $1,000 a month we paid for 7 years, $84,000 came back to us by way of equity. So basically, we lived here for 7 years for free. So praise the Lord for that. So, but yeah, it's a nice house. And when I went looking for homes, I didn't see what I saw here. This house is all stone floors, vaulted ceilings, fireplace, indoor laundry, like I said, 12 by 18, bedroom, finished garage, meaning we have the finished sheetrock on the garage, a big lot for comparing to the new houses. I mean, you could put two houses probably on this lot. If you compare it to the new houses they make now, the two stories, and you can pass butter through somebody's window. Yeah, where it's not like that. We have space between the neighbors. You have to actually walk around to their front door. You can't see them by looking out of your window. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. We converted one of our bedrooms since we're empty nesters. We copied LeBron James, and the entire bedroom is a walk-in closet. Thank you very much. Yeah, so we did that, and we're getting ready to put a gym in the backyard because of COVID. And it's just, I just pinch myself. We put a 845 square foot patio in the front yard. So you walk out the front door onto this stamped patio. And so with a 10-foot privacy fence around it, that's our oasis. That's our COVID-19 staycation spot. So I am just thoroughly elated, happy and delighted with Steve Winninger, Carolyn, and all those folks. Our seller, our landlord for 7 years, is our first angel, but Carolyn Sanseri is our second angel. She has the second wing. So we will be forever indebted to you for what you did for us that day.
Thank you so much for both being here on the show today. It was great to hear your story again, to be able to see you in person. I hope after COVID's over, we can all get together and have lunch. It really sounds like you have made this house your home. You're involved in the community. You're putting down your roots in your own property. It's pretty exciting, and I just want to congratulate you again.
Yes, Carolyn, thank you so much for that. And I am looking forward for us having an opportunity to, I just had Starbucks this morning. Maybe we could share a cup of coffee and talk some more about the housing industry and how folks can be helped through your wonderful program. But you mentioned community. Living in this house because of the Golden State Financial Authority afforded us an opportunity, me an opportunity to establish in November 5th, 2011, I established the De Paso Heights Community Association, which will be 10 years old in November, that currently meets at the Kenny Police Station on Mesro Boulevard. So that would have never happened had we had to move. And so it would never have continued had we had to move. And then also my wife is a brand new 2020 elected school board official. So that would have never happened if we had not lived in the district where she ran. So all of these things fell into place, we believe, as a direct result of Golden State Financial Authority and Mr. Steve Winninger at Freedom Mortgage and God himself stepping in, putting everything together. So looking forward to that opportunity to meet in person, Carolyn.
Yeah, you know, home ownership truly is the cornerstone of strong communities. And without home ownership, we just don't see the increases in economy and we don't see the stabilization of neighborhoods. So it's great that you were able to share that part of the story too and how involved you are in your own community now.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Christine, I would like for you just to take a moment and to speak to the women out there who are driving most of the decisions when it comes to home ownership in a family. I know my wife did, you know. So, you know, how important is it to you to be a homeowner, the impact that it's made on you, you know, and financially, emotionally, and of course, you know, your husband being able to, you know, keep you engaged and in the game throughout this process. So if you could just take a moment and speak to how all of this has made you feel and kind of where you are today.
Well, it's made me feel really good to own a home right now because I can do what I want to within that home. That front yard patio was my idea. We actually, when we looked around at some houses, they had a patio in the front. We couldn't find the front door. It had a fence around. It had a privacy fence. And so that was something I got an idea from, but my husband actually made that possible for us. And it feels good to own your own home. It really does. I don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about anybody coming and saying your rent is getting raised, or because I see my friends and some people that I know right now, they're telling me that, you know, Chris, I'm going to have to move because the landlord is raising the rent. I can't afford to live there. And so now they're being displaced. So that's a feeling that it's a good feeling. It's just a good feeling that, you know, you can do whatever you think or dream of in your home to make it better. You can make it better. And I thank God for my husband that he pushed me, because I'm telling you guys, I had given up on home ownership. I didn't want a home. I just told him, we'll just rent. I'm just not going to do that. So I thank him for just pushing me and saying, come on, honey, we're going to go ahead and go through this process. And You know, I thank him for that, because that I love my house. I really do. It's my haven. It's
not hard to stay home.
No, it's you know, I've made it my own, and it's a beautiful place for me. You know, it's not Hollywood or a mansion, but it's my mansion, and I love it. So I just thank God every day that I'm able to, that we are both able to afford the mortgage on this home, and that we're able to stay here, because there's a lot of my friends that aren't so lucky as we are.
If I can make this appeal to your viewers, Eric, if you're in your late 40s, 50s, and you've settled with buying a new car and you live in an apartment or you're renting a condo, you need to take advantage of this program, because this will give you an opportunity to put that new car that you settled for into a garage at night instead of putting it in a carport at an apartment. You know, you've seen the comedians, you've heard the comedy shows, you can't buy, you shouldn't be buying a Bentley if you don't have a garage to put it in. Or you shouldn't be buying a Chrysler 300 that look like a Bentley and you don't have a garage to put it in. But I just want to encourage your viewers, if you're in our age bracket, even if you're younger, you can make this dream, the American dream, a reality if you make the right connections. And this format meeting with Eric and Ms. Carolyn Sanceri is, those are two connections that I believe God has ordained you all who are listening to my voice to hear this program and to take advantage of it and get out of renting, throwing money away every 30 days when that could be going towards your equity, going toward building a legacy for yourself and something to pass on to your grandkids and to your nieces and stuff, and having a place where Big Mama can come to and you can paint the walls if you want to. So please look into it and share this podcast with everyone you know, so that we can experience that, because we're living it over here.
We love it.
We love it over here.
We do.
And one day, Erica will have me back. Maybe I'll tell you how we got a $9,500, 845 square foot stamp patio by trading a $1,500 74 Ranchero and $2,000.
You can count on it. I can't wait to have you back. You guys have been fantastic. Carolyn, I mean, what do you think? I mean, this is really a show of shows, folks. I'm conducting interviews almost every week. And I have to say that, you know, 2021 isn't over yet, but I'll probably have to give this show the show of the year for your authenticity, for your honesty, for the information that you're providing. You are helping somebody today watching this. I can just see it. If you're watching me right now, you're not moved by this, I'm not sure what more can be done to encourage you to get the help you need. Reach out to me, and I'll be happy to direct you, to guide you, to give you the information, the tools, the resources. Do not self-diagnose. Get the help of a professional, whether it's me here in Southern California, or Steve Wininger in Northern California, or any mortgage professional that is approved with the Golden State Finance Authority. Get the help you need. You start with your lender first. Get your budget in line, get your financing in line, get your loan approved. Then you identify a realtor in your market area that you want to live that can assist you with finding the right home. Greg and Christine, you guys have been a blessing to me today. And
Carolyn, thank you.
What do you say, Carolyn? I mean, wow.
Yeah, it's been great having you both on the show. Thank you so much. You're just naturals on camera, too.
Oh, thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Carolyn. So good to finally see you.
Yes. Okay, we need to put some angel wings on Carolyn, because she's our angel.
Yes, you got to find a way to put those wings on her. Left and right shoulder.
We'll see if we can do that in our head. Well, folks, this is a wrap of the Power Is Now Affordable Housing Series, Part 4, with Golden State Finance Authority and Carolyn Sanceri. Carolyn, I appreciate you for partnering with me on putting on these educational videos, and this is definitely one for the ages. Folks, Christine and Greg Jefferson purchased a home 3 years ago. All they needed to close was $84.
Yes, sir.
Said and done. Yes, in addition to that, in the last 3 years, they have achieved over $100,000 in equity, which exceeds what they had to pay in rent for the last 7 years they were renting before purchasing this.
That's right.
I'm a believer in the program. This is why I talk about it. I write about it. I speak about it. I'm doing videos about it. And you can find everything you want to know about Golden State Finance Authority and down payment assistance at our website at thepowerisnow.com, where we are advocates for homeownership and financial literacy. That's what The Power Is Now Media is all about, a singular focus on homeownership and building wealth through the acquisition and sale and management of real estate. And I appreciate our partners like the Golden State Finance Authority for supporting us and enabling us to conduct these interviews and the series that we're doing, the Affordable Housing Series. And I want to encourage you to go back and listen to part 1, 2, 3, and now 4. And more importantly, share this video. Whether you're watching it on the Golden State website or thepowerisnow.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, share the video. I know you know somebody that needs to hear this information. Carolyn, any final words of encouragement or thoughts for today's program?
So if you're ready, if you have questions, you want to talk to Eric, myself, another GSFA lender about any of these programs, we encourage you to go to neverrentagain.com. Leave us your information. We'll get back to you right away. And if you think that you're ready today to apply for a down payment assistance program, such as the one Christine and Greg got a hold of, go to applytobuynow.com. Fill out the application and a lending officer will get back to you within a very short period of time.
applytobuynow.com if you're ready to go. And after listening to this or watching this, I wouldn't pause. I wouldn't take a moment. I would go. I'd do it right now. Whether you're watching us late at night or you're watching us or listening to us on a podcast, you know, go to your computer or pull up a tab and type in apply to buy now and get started right away. If you need more information, go to Neverment again. Put in your information, we'll reach out to you, we'll answer your questions, or you can just drop me an email at eric.frazier@thepowerisnow, and I'll be happy to respond with answers to all of your questions. This is part 4 of the Affordable Housing Series on the Power Is Now Network with the Golden State Finance Authority, Carolyn Sunsuri, Marketing Director. My name is Eric Frazier. Remember, we are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. The power is now.
The Power Is Now Media is worldwide with growing audience of future home buyers, investors, builders, developers, real estate agents, and brokers. The Power Is Now Media is well positioned to increase awareness and produce results for our growing roster of advertising partners. An advertisement on any of our platforms is the right step toward reaching and communicating key brand messages to a targeted network of individuals, families, and communities interested in housing. Our content areas include feature stories and profiles on successful real estate agents, business owners, government, and community leaders. The Power Is Now magazines are the leading resource for real estate agents, mortgage bankers, entrepreneurs, and small homeownership businesses, providing leaders with business strategy information, resources, and tools through PIN, Real Estate, and Programming Guide magazines. Stay up to the minute with real estate and mortgage news and information from industry experts. VIP agents are able to feature listings each week. The Power Is Now TV radio podcast features weekly shows that include Homebuyers Town Hall, Real Estate Roundtable, VIP Agent Spotlight, and so much more. Each week, VIP agents have opportunities to be featured guests on the shows. VIP agents can discuss and showcase houses, neighborhoods, and provide brief introductions. The interviews are unlimited 10 to 15 minutes on each current listing. This product alone separates you from your competition. The Power Is Now delivers to you market update interview to promote listing weekly, promotional biographical video, co-host a bi-monthly homebuyers town hall show, featured subject matter expert on real estate roundtable show, The Power Is Now program guide e-magazine, The Power Is Now national e-magazine, article writing and blogging, social media content customization, inclusion and press releases, graphic design services, business and performance coaching, technology support, referrals, lead generation opportunities, and management support.